Now, Tony, we're all friends,
now,
but
listen
this
to me. You have no big offers.
Now, wait a minute.
None,
I'm telling you.
You haven't had for years. Now, look at you. You've been on the sauce for months. I know the signs. I ought to. You've been drinking yourself into a stupor every night, afraid to face life or yourself.
Now, you don't lecture me, Tony Fallon. You're the has-been, living off charity. It's my life. It's my funeral.
And you're happy?
Has nothing for me here. If my life's a wreck, let the blame rest on me. No one else is responsible. No one else cares.
Welcome, everyone, to Heartbeat Theater. I'm your host, C.P. McGregor, inviting you to take a fascinating look into this ever-changing world we live in. It's a world of ideas, conflict, troubles, and joy, and quite often, a world made more stable and spiritually serene through the unceasing care and concern of the Salvation Army, serving man in the service of God. From Hollywood, the Salvation Army presents Heartbeat Theater, and an interesting insight into the twilight of an unusual man named Alex Pulaski, a magician whose sleight of hand could still amaze his cynical audiences, but could not make the long unhappy years of failure disappear. Peter Leeds plays Alex as we begin the first act of Charles Flowers' story, A Comeback at Twilight.
Patience, mister. You're in New York now. Come on, Betsy. That farmer looks ready to mow us down with his shiny new beast.
Morgan, I don't like this whole idea.
Yeah, we're almost there.
Well, no, listen.
What's wrong now?
This place, Morgan, it frightens me. We don't belong here.
Oh, cheer up, young thing. The Albatross Bar is just around the corner.
Oh, but
besides, we certainly do belong here. Slumming is an honorable activity of those listed in the social register. Why, even Morgan Armstrong the First, according to a well-guarded tradition, sneaked out the servants' entrance now and then?
Just to stare at these people?
Mm-hmm.
That's treating them like guinea pigs.
So? Anyway, we're only going to stare at one of them. Ah, there's the albatross, and we're still alive. It'll be worth a little danger to see Alex holding forth. You know, he's the last of a grand old race that used to be the life of the village.
You make him sound like a museum piece.
Well, in a way, I guess he is. But don't worry, he still loves to perform. I'm sure he's happy in his own way.
I wonder.
If I can just get a... No, it's too late. Hello. Men's Social Service.
Oh, it's Mrs. Utley, is it?
Not the one I'm married to, by any chance?
Oh, you are, huh?
Well, what a pleasant coincidence. Yes, we will have to get together sometime soon. How about tonight? No, and I promise solemnly, tonight for once, I'm really going to be home on time. I'll see...
Cap Mudley?
Excuse me, dear. Come in, Tony.
Cap Mudley, we need your help. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were...
Well, it's all right, Tony. Hold on a moment. Mrs. Utley, you'll have to excuse your husband now. Yes, I remember the promise. 10 minutes. Goodbye. Now, Tony, what's the crisis?
Oh, it's in the furniture shop again, Cap.
I might have known. What this time?
Words cannot describe.
Well, let's come and see.
Same cause, you think?
Yep. Oh, I know it sounds like excuses, but we really need more help down there. There's just too
No,
much.
I agree. You're all working hard, Tony.
Well, on second thought, Cap. Wait and let it wait till tomorrow. After all, you've been late for dinner every night this week.
Oh, that's all right, Tony. I was starting to put on weight anyway. Come on, let's go straighten things out.
Poetry, a closely guarded secret, my dear, a mystery of the ancients. Only the initiated know.
But I saw you put the egg under Morgan's hand. I've been watching every move.
Yes, and I felt it there. But one magic word and presto, it's in your handbag. Weird, huh?
No, not weird, young man. I mean, you must understand these tricks, and they are tricks. Take skill, rare skill.
I know. It's beautiful to watch you work.
Oh, you just keep your secrets well, Alex.
Oh, no, it's not that, is it?
No, it isn't.
Well, excuse me. I have a martini to order. I won't be a minute.
No, really, Mr. Paluski, even I can see it. The splendid dexterity of your fingers.
Thank you. Sincerely. Few people do see it. My wife did. You were... You know that trick with the quarter?
Yes, your second.
For my ninth trick. Took 6 months of steady practice, keeping the fingers limber like a concert pianist. Haven't got it anymore. Too old? Too drunk? And then my wife, Eleanor, who was blonde.
Number 12 coming up, Alex, old man. Here you go.
Oh, Alex, wait. You're...
Had enough? Oh, none of this stuff. I know what's best.
Oh,
now, look. You think I haven't heard all the arguments? Now, leave me alone. No argument beats the pleasure of that click into oblivion. When it comes. What's wrong, anyway? I don't feel it yet. I'm thinking too clearly, remembering too much.
But you don't need...
Wrong, baby, I do need. Maybe after one more drink. Here, I'll show you my pièce de résistance. Houdini himself in Milwaukee couldn't explain it. Told me, a 14-year-old kid, to get lost or I would spoil his act. Now watch.
Oh, save it, Alex. I think we've seen enough for one.
No, you must watch. This trick is my own, my creation. I am the artist. Now you must watch. And besides, I need the extra drink. Here, I take this half dollar. Oops. No. Well, we'll start again, eh? Now, I'm just trembling a little. It's late, you know, and now with this coin in my right hand, see? And this... now, don't get restless. A little rusty, that's all.
It's all right, Alex.
No, don't patronize me. I will do it. It's only that my hands, they've given up on me. They've given up on me, too. And look... Look at them. They've become creatures of another kind.
What is it?
It's cracking up.
They're growing larger and clumsier and awkward. They're taking off on their own. No, I won't follow you. I'll control your hands.
Morgan, help him.
Out of my way, rich kid. I'll fight them on their own terms. I'll beat them again like I beat them before. They'll know who's boss.
Hey.
Morgan, he's running out into the traffic. He'll kill himself. What's happened to him?
Well, that's not our problem, Betsy. Come on, let's clear out of here before there's trouble. We don't want to get involved.
decades has starred as Alex Pulaski in the first act of A Comeback at Twilight. The traditional symbols of Christmas can be seen now on all of the main streets, broadways, and central avenues of towns and cities across the country. Christmas trees, stars and bells, tinsel decorations, and store window displays are competing with each other in the beauty and brilliance of the Christmas season. And there's another Christmas symbol apparent, equally traditional, even more meaningful, the kettle and bell of the Salvation Army. They stand for the love and friendship we all have for our fellow man, and for the help we may offer those less fortunate through the Salvation Army. They stand for food and clothing and shelter for those among us who don't even have these basic necessities, and for the love and concern of the Salvation Army in helping make Christmas more meaningful for all. So when you pass the Salvation Army kettle this Christmas season, give generously. Make this Christmas count. Now, Act Two of A Comeback at Twilight.
Tony, that ought to hold things for a while. Want to walk down to the subway with me?
Sure, Cap. Old bum like me has little else to do.
Oh, Tony, you're hardly a bum.
Well, thanks only to this job you gave me at the Men's Social Service Center.
Tony, I or no one else gave you anything, you know. You earned it.
Yeah, maybe. But you gave me the chance. You know, I kind of like to walk around this tough neighborhood every once in a while. There, but for the grace of God.
Tony. Listen.
Hands, my beautiful, fine hands.
Do you hear something from over in that alley?
Yeah, sights and sounds of the Bowery, all right. I know them well. Now, listen, Cap, you go on home. I'll see whether he needs
no. help. There'll be another subway train.
Remind me to send a medal to your wife.
Come on.
Hey, one more drink. It'll click. I know it'll click. It's got to click. My hands. They're out there.
Hey fellow, wake up.
I know. My hands. My dear, beautiful hands. They're out to get me. They want to pay me back.
Hey, this one seems pretty far gone, Cap. Here, I'll take you.
My hands.
Why? Beautiful. Can't be.
What? What is it, Tony? You look stunned.
It's Alex Pulaski, the most famous. Well, that is, he was once. First on any bill. Why, even my dancing dogs never topped him.
Successful?
Oh, a crack magician. Phenomenal, as they say on the boards. Ain't it something else? I mean, he was on top of the world.
Well, he isn't now. Let's get him back to the center.
Poor Alex. Wonder what happened to Eleanor. Of all people, he looks now as if he really needs help, and a lot of it.
The successors, Tony, sooner or later, they need help as much as anybody else.
Yeah, or more so.
Come on, let's stop preaching and give him some.
Right back, fellas. I'll see if you can manage without my expert guide. Hey, don't throw that! I was only kidding! Now, where would, Alex? Is that you down the hall?
What? Well, how did you know?
Well, hello, sport. The world look any better this morning?
Yes. Look, whoever you are, I
and
get out of my way.
And now the sensational phenomenon you've all been waiting for, ladies and gentlemen.
That voice.
That potent prestidigitator and purveyor of witty persiflage. The great, the stupendous, the colossal, Alex
Antonio. Antonio the Magnificent. Right?
Erect. Give the man the golden ring.
Oh, Tony. Tony Fallon, I... Why, I'm speechless.
It's been a long time, Alex. Too long.
Yes. And Marcia. Where is Marcia? Is she...
Almost 5 years ago, Alex.
Oh.
And, Eleanor? She,
Oh, yes. Yes, a long time ago, I think. Maybe only a few years. I don't know anymore.
I know.
After she died, just didn't seem to be much use in... Well, in things. Oh, I still get offers, you know. Big ones.
But you refuse them.
Oh, sure, sure. No fun without my... Well, you know, why, maybe I will after all. Seeing you today and all. Oh, Tony, you know, the old times. Maybe I'll just take the next hot deal and get back up there. Oh, I'm still good, you know. Still good. Why, my hands, why... Say, how about you, boy? Are you still in the game?
Me? Oh, no, Alex. There's no place for me back in the business. I washed up long ago.
Oh, where's your backbone, Tony? You can't let a few bad breaks get you down. Why, once you get out of this place,
oh,
you...
Oh, I've been all through that lie, Alex. And you know where it landed me.
No, I don't. I didn't. I've got to get going now. Thanks again.
It landed me, Alex, in the gutter where you lay last night.
Well, you know how it is, Tony. Temporary thing. A kind of a wild fling, that's all. Big party with high-flying theater type.
Alex, you know, listen to me. You helped me once when my act was cut on the road. Remember?
No, not clearly.
Well, you did, I won't forget. And I want to repay you by telling you point blank that you're lying.
What? Now, Tony, we're old friends,
now
but
listen
this
listen to me. You have no big offers.
Now, wait a minute.
None,
I'm telling you.
You haven't had for years. Now, look at you. You've been on the sauce for months. I know the signs. I ought to. You've been drinking yourself into a stupor every night, afraid to face life or yourself.
Now, you don't lecture me, Tony Fallon. You're the has-been, living off charity. It's my life. It's my funeral. That's the way you see it.
And you're happy?
Happy? Who is happy?
I am. Many of us are. We've found peace. We've found a place. And for me, it all began with a job right
here. Oh, now, cut it, Tony, cut it. There's nothing for me here. If my life's a wreck, let the blame rest on me. No one else is responsible. No one else cares.
And that's where you're wrong, Alex. The Salvation Army does care. More important, you can help us. In fact...
But I won't, and that's the final...
So the man Eleanor Peluski loved and who loved her so deeply is to end up with the rest of the trash...
Now, shut up!
This is what Eleanor would like, Alex. Is this wreck what she gave up her
name
for?
No, please. Please, Tony, no. Please. Don't talk of her, please.
You have to face it, Alex. Eleanor Perlusky's husband is a bum. And I think he can be something much better. So did Eleanor.
Be what, Tony? What will bring me back to life? What answers does this place have?
What the answers are for you, Alex, I don't know. But I know one thing. You can find them here yourself.
If I could only believe that.
Do. By the way, Peluski, weren't you once pretty good with the hands?
Come in.
Morgan, before we go in, remember, you promised to be decent.
whatever that means. After you, Clara Barton.
Ah, hello. I'm Captain Utley. You two must be Betsy DeMille and Morgan Armstrong.
Yes.
Well, glad to help you if I can.
Well, then you got our message.
Well, sort of. It's a little garbled, I think. I understand you're old friends of Alex Pulaski's.
Well.
Yes. Yes, we are.
Well, that much seemed clear. But the switchboard operator wrote something strange about visiting Alex in our ward.
Yes. We felt he might be lonely or depressed, just lying there sobering up. We thought we...
I'm sorry to laugh, but, this is no convalescent home for winos.
But we thought you were down here to help old... that is, people like Alex.
Well, believe me, we are. But we think we can only help people who want to help themselves. Besides, if you're friends of Alex, you know he's no lie abed. Why, he's already become... come on. You can see for yourselves.
Will he be embarrassed?
Tell you what. Ask him. I'll leave you alone with him.
And there you have it, my dear. My latest trick. Like it?
Alex, that's beautiful.
Once a hopeless wreck, discarded. Now, a fine piece of furniture.
And top quality, Alex.
And it's all in the hands. You know, they needed a pro around this workshop. Added a little skill to this operation. Better box office.
Alex, I'm so pleased for you. You almost seem a different person. Content somehow.
Oh, I'm getting that way. Really, like these ruined pieces of furniture, painstakingly being restored.
Learning new trade secrets, Alex?
Just one, my boy. Hard work. It helps a lot.
Well, maybe. I wouldn't know.
Uh-oh. Look, you see what's going on over there? Hey, handle that gently, you stagehands. Oh, excuse me, kids. I've got to save a dining room table. Now, be careful with that. I'll see you later. That is, if you'll still come to see me without martinis.
Oh, yes, Alex, we will.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Now, wait a minute, you. Be careful with that.
Well, darling, you satisfied?
Just what do you mean, Morgan Armstrong?
Here we see proof. The excellent and heartwarming results of charity.
Charity? Nonsense. Alex Pulaski has saved himself. Something he apparently learned down here from the Salvation Army. Maybe...
Go on, maybe what?
Maybe in turn, you could learn something from him. Yes, Morgan Armstrong, even you.
You've been listening to Peter Leeds in the role of Alex Pulaski in A Comeback at Twilight. Also featured were Jack Edwards, Janet Waldo, and Sam Edwards. Be sure to be with us again next week for another Heartbeat Theater story, a presentation of the Salvation Army, Heartbeat Theater's produced in Hollywood and broadcast overseas through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service. Remember during this Christmas season, the bell and kettle of the Salvation Army, and prove to yourself that it is more blessed to give. Now until next week, this is your host, C.P. McGregor, saying thanks for listening, and have a happy week ahead.